announcing Friday Night Live, broadcasting live from Waukesha and only on the Shaw 540 AM and 101 FM. Live music every Friday night, beginning at 6 p.m., broadcasting from the Five Points in downtown Waukesha. Friday Night Live broadcasting begins June 3rd at 6 p.m. and will play out all summer long. A special guest host each Friday night. Tune in for the music and variety, or come downtown to the Five Points and join the party. Friday Night Live only on the Shaw.
I'm Kirk Bangstad, and I own the Minocqua Brewing Company in Deep Red, northern Wisconsin, and I have a super PAC. We make good trouble by buying billboards, radio ads, and calls to voters in northern Wisconsin. We target federal and state elections, think Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany, and concentrate on a fair redistricting process. Give a donation now if you're able at the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com super PAC tab. Help us make the politics of the Northwoods as clean as our lakes and streams. That's the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com super PAC tab.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey everybody, I'm Joel Clayfish, and I've got a new show on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw. It's called Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish. I was born and raised in Waukesha, and you wouldn't believe what a springboard that is for a crazy, exciting life. We'll talk provider lifestyle, hunting, fishing, and of course, cooking from field to table, because food's my favorite dish. We'll have local and national celebrity guests. Join us at 7 Thursdays for Raised in the Shaw. See you then.
As the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we were talking about Trump interfering in elections with endorsements. Arizona, Missouri, Michigan, state of Washington, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and elsewhere. He's interfered here. He's endorsed in the governor race, Michaels. Well, he's come out with another endorsement. Just yesterday, he endorsed Voss, Robin Voss's opponent, Adam Steen. Now, this is beyond pathetic, okay? Beyond pathetic. Robin Voss has done everything he can to suck up to Trump. He hired Gableman. Gableman committed misconduct in court. Two judges fined him, imposed sanctions, attorney's fees, over 250 grand total. It's going to be paid by the taxpayers, you. You are the taxpayers, so am I. He also, we've spent over $1 million out of taxpayer money. Republican judges said that the Republican, gerrymandered Republicans just put their hand in the old weasel sack, pull out cash, all to placate Trump. Look for fraud. There was no fraud. Try to throw the mayors of Green Bay and Madison in jail for not agreeing to a secret deposition as opposed to a public one in front of a legislative committee. $450 an hour. Do you make that much money? $450 an hour going to the lawyer for Gableman? $450, you're paying it. You're paying it. If you paid $900 in state taxes last year, that's 2 hours of Gableman's lawyer to get him off of calling the judge in court a lady with a beard. This is Frank Remington. He's not a lady with a beard, and he doesn't appreciate being called names. You see what I'm saying? He doesn't appreciate being called names, and he's the judge. Order in the court. Here come the judge. You're paying for it. But that's not enough. Voss did all of this. But a guy named Adam Steen is running against him. He was even more of a right-wing nut than Voss is. Just flat out right-wing. And Trump endorsed Adam Steen. So, you know something? Next Tuesday, take a good look at Voss's race. You know, you suppose he'd win, but, you know, a lot of people have been attacking him. A lot of people, Nicholson, Senate candidate, attacked him. Michaels didn't name him, I don't think, but attacked him. Clayfish showed no gratitude whatsoever, even though Voss endorsed Clayfish and distanced herself. He is out there. If he gets bumped off by Adam Steen, you're going to have a right-wing firebrand in there, worse than Voss in that respect. And we'll see. Even if Voss wins, it's increasingly harder to see how he gets elected speaker again by his own caucus, even though they're gerrymandered and illegitimate themselves. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Great show today. I don't know how a Trump endorsement would help anyone at this point. So I don't understand the Trump thing anymore. But can you tell me what's happening to the postmaster, DeJoy? Word is he wants to lay off like 50,000 or whatever it is. Postal.
Say that again, Paul. You cracked up a little bit. What's the question?
I'll make it quick. DeJoy, the postmaster, what's his status? He wants to lay off, I think it's 50,000 postal workers. That's it. If you've got anything on that. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Paul's talking about Louis DeJoy. Louis DeJoy is the guy in the post office, and I've never understood why he still has a job, because he, you know, he's Trump. And not only is he Trump, but he also is the guy that just before the 2020 elections shredded many sorting machines. Now, these sorting machines could sort high speed, I don't know, 30,000 pieces of mail an hour. And he did it in a lot of the big cities deliberately, in my view, so that ballots mailed wouldn't be delivered on time. In Pennsylvania, there was a law that said they had to come in, I think it was 3 days before the election or something. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court had an emergency hearing, and they said they're going to extend that because of the pandemic and because of voting machine or post office problems. And the Republicans howled, and they took it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court did not overturn that. But DeJoy cannot be trusted around elections. And so what Paul is pointing out is DeJoy is saying now he's going to get rid of, 50,000? I don't know how many employees of the post office. For what purpose? Why right before the midterms? And this guy is bad news. Now, the president doesn't appoint DeJoy, but he appoints the postal board, which oversees DeJoy. And different vacancies arise on occasion. They have to be confirmed by the Senate, so Moscow Mitch can try to filibuster them, which he has in the past. But Moscow Mitch himself is the guy that got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments and for cabinet appointments. And Schumer could easily get rid of the filibuster for these kind of appointments in the postal board. Oh, wait a minute. That would require Manchin and Sinema, who say they won't get rid of the filibuster. You see what's going on? So this clown DeJoy is still there. And quite frankly, your only recourse right now is you go to federal court and say he's interfering with the election. Like, let's say he said, I'm going to close down the post office for the next 2 months. You'd think Moscow Mitch would start confirming people for the postal board who would fire him. You'd think. I don't believe that. I don't think he would. I think they would hurt the United States. They don't like unions. The postal workers have a great union. By the way, if you're looking for a job, a good job, go down to the main post office downtown Milwaukee. And they have posted jobs at very good wages and good benefits, health care, for all sorts of things. Some of them are mail carriers, you know, but some of them also are sorting mail and doing other things. And they need employees. They're hiring. Go down. It's a very, very good career. Very good career. You make very good wages. You make money. Very, very good healthcare, pension, and everything else. So to answer Wisco Paul, what's happening with DeJoy? Nothing. So far, nothing, because it requires the postal board to fire him. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. Reminds me of Ernst Stavro Blofeld, the James Bond movies. Remember him, the bald guy petting the kitten? And then with a squeaky voice, and then he'd, very bad guy, Ernst Stavro Blofeld. It's not his fault how he looks, I get it. But he's the guy that shredded the voting sorting machines. And he said, well, I did it to save money. And they said, oh, you did, huh? Well, why didn't you sell those machines on the secondary market to, you know, advertising firms that mail out a lot of stuff? You could have made some money. He goes, I didn't think of that. He shredded those machines so that absentee ballots wouldn't get there on time. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming.